the 27th of April, second of the two strike days, Maudsley and King's College, London. Pickets at King's College Hospital and the Maudsley in South London brimmed with confidence on the 27th of April. Spreading the action to junior doctors in emergency and intensive care brought out fresh strikers who have been waiting for the chance to protest. Denmark Hill, which separates the two hospitals, was deafening. Nearly every other drive leant on the horn in support. Backing for the strike seemed visibly higher as a result of the escalation. Many pickets had marched on the thousand-strong joint demonstration between Doctors' Union BMA and Teachers' Union NUT the previous evening. Socialist Party members in the unions and National Shop Stewards Network worked hard to help this happen. The combined protest, and obvious appetite from members of both unions for combined strikes, boosted morale. One picket at King's had attended a fringe meeting at the recent conference of public sector union Unison. He reported that Unison members were urging their union to join the doctors' struggle, but the leadership seemed to be holding this back. James Ivans, Coventry and Warwickshire, Ipswich. NUT members joined junior doctors on the picket line outside the hospital along with local trade unionists from the Ipswich and District Tuck at 5 p.m, to coincide with the march and rally in London. I spoke to Sadia from the BMA along with her colleagues about conditions in the hospital. She said things are on the brink. Last Friday Sunday her consultant was on duty for 72 hours, and because Sadia is the anaesthetist working the 12-hour night shift over the weekend, and the registrar did the same on the day shift, were so busy, the consultant had just 6 hours of sleep the whole weekend. She also said the consultants had been fantastic in their support during the juniors' strikes and the support within the hospital in general had been brilliant. As we stood on the picket line the hooting from the cars never stopped. Theresa Mackay. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 26th of April 2016, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.